as the three...
The heart-wrenching goodbyes as Viktor Mariushka is carried away. At 87, he and his wife Lydia are about to embark on their new life as displaced persons, leaving behind the memories of a lifetime and their daughter Marina in eastern Ukraine. She fears that this is the last time she will see her parents.
It was a very difficult decision. I understand that this might be the last time I'll see her again. It's really hard. I hope they'll be hosted by someone. At their age, I can't give them proper care here.
They will be taken to a nursing home in the west of the country. Their hometown of Kramatorsk, once home to about 150,000, has been caught between the two sides since 2014. The Russian-backed separatists briefly took it over before Ukraine regained control in 2015. Now, Kramatorsk has become a garrison town where Ukrainian troops are trying to halt the Russian advance on the ground. But it's proving difficult as Russian troops get closer to cities like Kramatorsk and Bakhmut, prompting Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky to order the forced relocation of civilians from the Donetsk region. An estimated 200,000 to 300,000 are believed to still be living there. Zelensky wants them to leave before autumn. Water, electricity and gas are already scarce, says Maria Zoja, who managed to reach the nearest train station some 50 kilometers away from Kramatorsk.
The danger to life is getting bigger every day. We were told that there won't be any heating. Now we have water for a few hours on a good day. Sometimes we don't for 2 or 3 days. We could cope, but we have to leave for the sake of our children.
This is a war of attrition on the ground and long-range missiles from the sky. It started in the name of liberating and protecting Russian speakers such as Valentina Abramanovska, who Moscow said were facing genocide by authorities in Kyiv. The only momentum Valentina is carrying, an old photograph of her mother and sister taken nearly 50 years ago. She survived the German occupation of Ukraine during the Second World War. She says the Russian bombardments with modern weaponry are far worse.
Everything is shaking inside me. I can't calm down. I was all alone all day yesterday and today. I was going crazy. They are beasts, jackals. God forgive me for what I'm saying. How is it possible?
The journey towards western Ukraine will take several days. No one here knows when they will be back. But as the air sirens goes off once again, many know leaving their hometown was the best option. Hoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera.